This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
May I have your attention, please? Now, taking the airwaves on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's own, Gwen and Chris.
Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Chris is unapologetic about being a former pitcher and wanting all the rules skewed towards the pitchers.
And Chris Ello.
Sprained his ankle. They do that.
I do that every day. I was about to say.
Gwynn and Chris starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
So many nice folks out here at Granite Hills High School. We appreciate their hospitality. We roll into the final hour of Gwynn and Chris on this Friday afternoon. Chris Ello along with Tony Gwynn Jr. And about an hour from now, we'll be throwing it right up there to the booth, Tony.
Yes,
and it'll
we
be,
will.
Braden Suprenant and Coach John Quintero calling tonight's game between Granite Hills and Grossmont, our high school football game of the week. It kicks off a big football weekend. Of course, tomorrow night, Aztecs have a big game against Wyoming. Both teams are 4-1. So San Diego State, I think, you know, needs that one to kind of keep rolling along here, keep up the pace with Hawaii in that Mountain West Conference race. And then, of course, Sunday, it's National Football League. And it is time for Tony Gwynn Jr. to spout off about the fact that he's got the lead over me in our NFL pick segment. So let's get to it.
Okay, NFL fans, it's time for NFL Pick'em. But not like boring Pick'em like all the other sports radio shows. We see who's the best in Gwynn versus Chris. NFL Pick'em Edition on 97.3 The Fan. The Fan. The Fan.
All right, so we did something just a little, you know, it's our show. We can do what we want.
Yes, we can.
And last night, New England was favored by 17 points over the Giants, and it was Tony's week to pick first. I did not want him to miss out on the opportunity to pick up a free 3 points, and he did not pass up that opportunity.
I sure did.
So he took New England as his 3-point game, and as a result, he's already picked up 3 points this week. Coming into the week, Tony leads 36-30. And if you haven't heard our NFL pick segment, we do a 3-point game, a 2-point game, and a 1-point game. And then after all of that, we reset it and we pick one underdog to win the game straight up.
What's the score again?
36-30. You were up by 6 points, a lead you took a couple of weeks ago by outscoring me 11-1.
Thank you, Oakland Raiders.
It was a monster week for you. Last week, we both went 2-1. And scored 4 points. So I didn't pick up any ground, didn't lose any ground. But it's 36-30. But keep in mind, you already have 3 this week with that New England game. So since Tony's already made his 3-point pick, he in a sense went first. It's my turn to pick a 3-point game. And I will take Baltimore to keep Cincinnati winless. And that'll be my 3-point game, the Baltimore Ravens at home over the Cincinnati Bengals. Although I must say the Bengals are a bit of a – they're not a weird 0-5 team. They're not, it's not that they're good, but they're at least competitive.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, I mean, if I'm a Bengal fan, I'm not pleased to be 0-5, but maybe I'm a little frustrated. But it seems like they're kind of in every game they play. They just don't win any of them. And that's different, of course, than some other teams we can talk about in the NFL.
With that, we'll remain nameless
for the moment anyway.
Interesting.
So now it's your 2-point game.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Who's Kansas City playing?
Kansas City's got Houston at home.
Oh, I don't necessarily like that one. Let's go with the Chargers at home against Pittsburgh.
All All right. Chargers at home against Pittsburgh. 2-point pick for Tony Gwynn Jr. there. All right. Chargers, are, to me, they're very surprising that they're only 2-3. And even their head coach, Anthony Lynn, said the same thing.
Yeah.
He said, I'm really surprised we're 2-3. But yeah, that we are what we are, as the old saying goes.
We Chargers are who we thought we were.
Whoa. And you know what? It's the same thing that happened to the Chargers a little bit last year. They're not playing well at home.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a home field advantage.
It is a road game every night.
Yes. They
every
lost
week.
They lost at home to Houston. And then last week they lost at home to Denver. And if you go back to last year, every game they lost was at home.
They can't wait for that new stadium to be built.
Well, I don't know if it's going to help them, because I don't think anybody's going to root for them in that stadium either. All right, my two-point pick, there's a choice of two here. Dallas is playing the Jets, and the Jets are awful. So obviously it would seem like I'd take Dallas. But the Jets are getting their quarterback back.
They are.
Sam Darnold is returning, and I just think that gives them a fighting chance. They've got Le'Veon Bell. They've got Darnold back. The Jets at least have a couple of decent players. So they could, at home, upset Dallas. They probably won't, but they could. The one team that cannot upset somebody this week, no matter who they play, is the Miami Dolphins.
You're not taking the Washington Redskins.
I am taking for 2 points. Are you kidding me? I'm taking the 2 points and running with it. The Washington Redskins have not won a game, but they're playing Miami Dolphins. And I know a lot of people say, well, this is the week the Dolphins are going to win. No, it isn't. This is the week the Redskins are going to win. The Dolphins have lost four games by an average of 35 points a game. They're not good people. So, anyway, I'll take Washington for two. I'll leave the Dallas game for you if you want it. You don't have to take it. It's a one-point pick.
Yeah, I think I don't know.
Got something else?
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas.
Dallas. All right, Dallas for one, he says.
This is going to backfire. I can already feel it in my bones.
Wait, it's only a one-point game. You're all right.
I know.
So now my turn for a one-point game. And I will say this is the most competitive week of football all year long so far in the NFL. I mean, the point spreads are 2 points, 2.5, 1-3, 3.5, 1-2.5, 3.5, very close games. So the one I like is Monday night, Green Bay at home to beat Detroit. So that will be my one-point pick. So that'll be our picks there. Tony got the three already with New England. His two-point pick is the Chargers. His one-point pick is Dallas. Mine is Baltimore for three, the Redskins for two, and the Green Bay Packers for one. All right, so now we reset. Every game is available on the board for our upset pick of the week. And, Tony, you get to go first.
And I will be taking the Houston Texans at Kansas City.
They are 5-point underdogs, which means you could earn 5 points if Houston wins this game. Kansas City going to lose back-to-back? They might. I mean, they didn't play very well last week.
They didn't. It was really, Tyreek Hill's a game-time decision.
It was really funny, too, because after Kansas City lost the game last week, it was their first loss this year, all I could read and see everywhere I looked online and all everything was, the Colts have figured out how to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right?
And they've got the blueprint now, how you beat the Chiefs. Follow the Indianapolis Colts blueprint. So evidently the Chiefs are not going to ever win another game because every team's just going to do what the Colts did to them last week. So ridiculous how people overreact to every single thing in the NFL. But I think Houston's got very much a fighting chance. I mean, they only scored 53 points last week, it's not like they're bad.
Yeah, that quarterback they have on the other side is right there with Patrick Mahomes.
Deshaun
right
Watson,
now.
Mahomes, that's a great quarterback matchup.
And from what I've gathered, Patrick Mahomes is kind of banged up. That ankle injury could be a factor in this game between these two. So
yeah,
I'm taking Houston.
That's a 5-pointer for you right there. All right, I have to find one, and I just couldn't find one this week. I mean, there's no real games that I don't see any upsets anywhere. So the only one I could even find is only a 2-pointer. It's a neutral site game. Carolina with their backup quarterback, who's 3-0, going against Jameis Winston and Tampa Bay. But I am I'm becoming fond of this Bruce Arians Tampa Bay team. I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs quite yet, but
yeah.
He's got them headed in the right direction. They've certainly got a lot of offense. Carolina, I just think this young quarterback's due to lose a game. It's going to be in London, so it's a neutral site game. I'll take Tampa Bay, and I'm only going to get 2 points if I get it, but that's the only one I could find. So there are our NFL picks for week number 6 of the NFL season. That has no close.
No, we're all over the place.
I was leading up to a close. By the way, Scraby, did you ever put together our newest segment? Do you remember what segment I wanted to debut today? You forgot, didn't you?
I did.
Well, we're going to have to sneak in it.
We will, but I wanted to have a cool sounder.
It was all about making fun of me.
Yeah.
So this is why he's really mad that he forgot to do this.
He missed his window.
He missed his chance. Go ahead. Tell him what you were supposed to do.
I was supposed to make a sounder about how we're going to announce who Chris is playing against in fantasy football, because every time he plays against them, they go crazy. Last week, case in point, Chris goes, Sean Watson didn't really have that great of a season so far, but he's going to go off against me. And what did he do? Threw 5 touchdowns.
He went off.
It's happened to me all year long. So we were going to do a segment based on who am I facing in fantasy football, just to help everybody out there.
Like, because if this guy's playing Chris, if I have him on my squad, I got to have him
in
the lineup.
If this guy's playing against Chris and you have him on your team, make sure you put him in your lineup. So we'll do that in a little while. But Scraby was supposed to put together a fun little so he could make fun of me, and he missed his opportunity. That doesn't come along too often, Scraby.
No, it does not.
Because, you know, I don't leave myself open for you to get shots.
Especially not to Scraby.
This is going to bother me all weekend.
Not only that, I told you to make fun of me.
I know.
And you blew it.
I know.
You completely blew it.
As usual, Scraby blows it.
Not a surprise. Pickles?
Pickles!
Pickles!
I don't know. Pickles? I don't even remember what that was in reference to.
But it was a Popeye chicken sandwich.
No. It was the best things about baseball.
Pickles. That's right. Getting into
guys
a pickle.
You pickles.
And so Tony just yelled out, pickles!
That's the last thing I would have ever thought that was in reference to.
Pickles?
Me too,
was
apparently.
A pickle in baseball.
I said Popeye chicken sandwiches is what I came up with.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little time out here. As Tony likes to say, he is going to pay some bills, because none of that ever comes...
Oh, I got to pay him, huh?
Yeah, none of it ever comes out of my salary.
Oh, yeah, please.
It only comes out of your salary. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to come on back, and Scraby, we've got our back page coming up.
We sure do.
Right?
Do you have any?
I keep forgetting.
So we both dropped the ball.
I keep forgetting to do the back page. I have to put it in my mind that it's a Friday thing.
I got a good one, though. I got some good ones.
All right, we'll have some fun stuff with the back page. That's next. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
The Fan is your home for all football action. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, live here at Granite Hills High. Grossmont taking on Granite Hills. Number 12 versus number 16. Big matchup here, Friday night football.
And how about that matchup in St. Louis right now? Anibal Sanchez pitching lights out for the Nationals, shutting out the Cardinals 1-0 into the fifth inning. And we already talked about this. This is not Scherzer pitching, and this is not Strasburg pitching, so the Cardinals better get with it, because they're going to be in a heap of trouble if they can't beat Anibal Sanchez tonight.
I mean, it would certainly make their jobs a little bit easier if they can get Anibal Sanchez. I won't count them out, because this is a team that is actually getting life because people are counting them out, as you heard in that nice speech from Gardner.
Nobody!
But you're right. Anibal Sanchez, the reason why it's valuable to have a guy like him as your number four is because he's pitched in these matchups before. He was in Detroit when they went into that World Series. He's been in Florida when those teams have been competing.
And so he pitched a no-hitter. This guy's not a bad pitcher.
No, not at all. So this is a good matchup here. And Anibal Sanchez has gotten through four innings so far. He'll be going into his fifth after he just struck out trying to bunt. So... You know, this
these guys still don't know how to draw a table.
That's the crazy part, is this is why it's important to do it during the regular season, because it should be like clockwork at this time. You should have had an attempt at a bunting and getting it down so often. But the fact of the matter is, you see a lot of times where teams will let their pitchers swing away because that's just not how the game is played that much anymore.
You're not allowed to ever sacrifice in Major League Baseball anymore, except for the Cardinals did it the other day in the first inning against the Atlanta Braves, and it led to a 10-run inning. So, you know, some of the little fun skills of baseball, like hitting and running and sacrificing, are still important.
They are,
and
especially this time of year.
I like it when it turns out to be important.
I mean, just think,
I don't like people to forget about it.
Part of the reason I think it's easy to remember the Cardinals putting up that 10 spot in the first inning, but the previous games they won was because Molina got guys over. They sack fly, got a couple sack flies. That's how they really were scoring their runs. There wasn't really very many big innings.
Right. But the 10-run rally started with a sacrifice.
It did.
That was the first thing they did, was they bunted.
And that was
the
first inning sacrifice, which is pretty much unheard of nowadays.
Unheard of in baseball. Not a lot.
To the back page here.
Yes.
It's time now to go past the headlines, past the Dear Abbeys.
Are you willing to make a sacrifice?
All the way into a world where most never roam.
We're dealing with sick people here.
Gwen and Chris take you through all the stories that are too weird for the front page. The back page starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right,
Scraby, this is your moment.
The back page, all the stories that we don't get to talk about throughout the week, and we try to fit them in right here on a Friday. They're also kind of like Friday stories, you know?
Yeah,
they're just kind of weird, a little bit. And the first story,
this is right up your alley.
It is.
Weird stories,
weird stuff
that nobody's talking about.
Scraby gives them.
Should Handshake Gate be on here? Because Chris said it was like a non-story the other day.
And it was.
We've talked about it enough. It shouldn't be on any page anymore.
All right, well, the first story we have today in the back page, and Thomas, if you could just find some, thank you. You're on top of it, Thomas. The first story is the Flyers, the Philadelphia Flyers, the NHL team, unveil a quote-unquote rage room, which will allow fans to smash items for 5 minutes. This is amazing.
That's a great idea.
Isn't it?
5 minutes? You get to smash stuff?
Yes, they.
How much does this cost? This, like, you could charge $100 for this.
I believe it's
to go in and just break stuff.
Yeah, I believe it's in the $30 range.
$30.
But they installed the rage room behind a bar and lounge in their arena, which is the perfect place for it.
So when you're mad at the official, mad at the outcome of the game,
and you're drunk.
And that usually will play a factor in all of those things.
You can destroy a slate of household items. Now, I saw some pictures. It's like old TVs, computer monitors, things like that. But you can use a baseball bat, a sledgehammer, hockey stick. I need to go do this.
When is it open? During the game?
During the games for 5 minutes.
So, like, the Flyers fall behind 2-0, then the official makes a bad call, and 40 people make a beeline for the smash room.
There might be a wait.
Upset.
There might be a wait.
Yeah.
Here, this is kind of similar to, I know in Milwaukee, on the visiting side, they hung up a punching bag.
I know.
They hung up a punching bag.
And a lot of the baseball.
There's a lot of different spots.
They were tired of people breaking up the clubhouse.
Breaking up the clubhouse, hurting themselves. So they put a punching bag in, and you wouldn't be surprised, actually, how many guys go down there at some point in the game and have at it.
By the way, speaking of idiot fans who do things that they shouldn't do, whatever became of the guy's jersey, the Clayton Kershaw jersey that the guy threw on the field because he was disgusted with Clayton Kershaw the other night after the home run?
I hope he
didn't get it back.
Yeah, I hope he was out of 100 and however many bucks of that authentic Clayton Kershaw jersey.
So now, I think the cost is a little bit much. For 5 minutes, $35 a person is a lot.
Oh, not even close. Here, I got
Let 30, me tell you something.
I got $35.
Wait, you're going to give me $35 to go smash a bunch of stuff?
Listen.
You get me to Philadelphia, I want to go smash some stuff.
Listen, if you are smashing household items in there, I would assume you can probably do more damage in 5 minutes than $35.
5 minutes?
Are you serious?
Do you know how long
those guys
five
are gonna be
minutes is?
They're going to be tired coming out of that bad boy.
And not only that, I got to see how this works, because somebody has to clean something up for the next person to go in.
Yeah.
You can just walk in. This could be
as good as an idea as it sounds, this could be a debacle.
I got to find out. You know what, Scraby? For next week's back page, we need a little research on this room. We need to find out.
I saw it.
Oh, you actually saw the room?
I saw the room. It's just like a room with a bunch of different electronic items.
I know, but if I go in there for 5 minutes, I'm going to break them all. So then what's Tony going to do?
Well, I'm sure they restock.
They just reload it?
I mean, if you're
so that's why it's $35.
If you're paying $35, you better reload it.
But who's going to... But it would take like a half an hour to clean it all up and reload it, would it not?
No, I think you just throw some more stuff in there.
They just leave the smash stuff in there, bring in some new smash stuff to smash.
So the next guy has to walk in and walk over all the broken glass and shards of glass.
I'm almost positive they're not putting glass in there. Because
there's something crazy about this. I need more information. I would like a guest on the show next week from the Flyer marketing department.
Thomas,
come on.
You're on it. All right, next story is something that is near and dear to my heart as a semi-tallish guy.
Semi-tallish?
Yeah, I'm 6 tall. I'm 6 feet tall.
Okay. Semi-tallish?
And yeah, the TD Garden.
That is the last way I would describe it.
Well, I didn't want to say I'm tall, but I'm semi-tallish.
Semi-tall.
Semi-tallish.
Describe him, man. Well, he's
6 feet tall.
Semi-tall.
Semi-tallish.
Hey, you know that guy you make fun of on the radio all the time, Chris? What's he like? Well, he's semi-tallish.
Thank you. See, it rolls right off the tongue.
Makes no sense, though.
Well, the TD Garden has had to release a statement regarding their new seats. Their new seats. Now, if you guys check your little rundown.
TD Gardens, refresh my memory.
Where the Celtics play.
Celtics, yes.
And the Boston Bruins and all that. Check the back page section and look at how tight these seats are. The TD Garden released this statement. For the first time in nearly 25 years, we updated the seating inside TD Garden. We've received feedback from fans and can appreciate that. As with any change, it takes some time to get used to such major changes. Now.
Oh, my goodness.
The picture of the guy.
Is the person there semi-tallish?
I believe he is. Okay. I believe he is. Now, look, Tony. Look at that. The seat is resting on this dude's knees.
It's in between his legs.
It is.
That's
ridiculous.
That's how close the seat in front of him is. That's way too much.
So he tweeted the TD Garden and the Celtics, and he said, "These new seats are terrible. Not impressed as a 6 foot or semi-tallish plus basketball enthusiast. This is going to be a rough season."
Oh, it is.
So they just replaced a whole bunch of seats and put them
together
so they could have more fans.
They're squeezing more people.
They're doing the airplane thing. Where they take a row, they add a row, and then move everything together.
Yeah.
So that's pretty ridiculous. You know, one time I flew to London on a plane, and I have this picture. That is what it looked like.
No shot.
In coach.
No shot.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Our next back page story. Gardner Minshew is actually available for pickup in his own fantasy league. His friends are making fun of him because he won't even pick up himself.
But that's good stuff right there.
So one of his friends sent a screenshot to an ESPN insider so that they could do this. But Trey Polk is the guy's name, and he said that that Gardner Minshew is a fantasy genius. He said that they have
Polk is it the guy in the league or the guy who wrote?
He's the guy in the league.
Is that the same Polk that was the quarterback at Washington State? Oh no, that was Falk.
Yeah,
never mind.
Falk.
That was Falk.
Yeah.
Never mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not having a good time in the NFL. But anyway, they're saying that he is a fantasy genius. They do a dynasty league and they draft it entirely. Or they do a dynasty league, which is meaning you keep some of your players and all that. And Minshew each year decides to start from scratch and draft an entirely new roster. And he kills it every year. His friend said, "It was ridiculous. He must have known something about Melvin Gordon, and he worked out with Josh Jacobs and liked what he saw, so he took him, and then he took the Patriots defense, and then he grabbed Austin Eckler. Bottom line, he redrafted, like, his whole team, and he's tied for first place. He just sees the game in a different way." So Gardner Minshew is...
I have a quick question for Tony now.
Oh, okay.
When you played Major League Baseball, could you possibly ever see yourself playing fantasy baseball, or did
no.
you?
No, heck no. I had friends ask me all the time to
play. Did you have people come up to you like endlessly and go, "Hey, thanks for that hit," or "You're killing me"? Because people take it really serious.
When I was going good, I got a lot more of the former. When I was going bad, I didn't hear very much. It was crickets.
Right. Gotcha. All right.
All right, our last story for the back page today.
Maybe since Gardner Minshew didn't pick up himself, I shouldn't be picking him up this week. Probably not a good idea.
Maybe. Kansas, the University of Kansas apologizes after a raucous Snoop Dogg performance at Late Night in the Fog, which I'm assuming is their
Fog
stadium.
Allen Fieldhouse,
their
basketball arena.
So they had Snoop Dogg, and the athletic director, Jeff Long. They hosted this night, and it came with, it came with pole dancers, a money gun, and profanity. And everybody out there was very upset about it, and so he had to apologize for it. But really what I have to say is, you invited Snoop Dogg to perform at your university.
Right.
What
did you think was going to happen?
What's the problem?
I would expect at the very least there to be some Cavaliers up on stage.
Yes, male ballet dancers.
I like where
choice right there.
Good stuff.
Great choice of words. Bill Self is also not very happy. He said, that's not the direction that anybody at our school
Knock it off,
would
Bill.
Want that to go, regardless of the entertainment that it provided many, which I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. That he didn't say that. It was still not the right way to provide the entertainment. You know what? Snoop Dogg to my place, I'm expecting that.
Here's the thing. They knew what they signed up for the moment they asked him to come and perform. A.
Yeah.
B. They didn't mention the part that their recruit they had there, they interviewed him.
Oh,
had the time of his life.
Oh, he was a big Snoop Dogg guy.
Right. And so, now he's going to go play for Bill Self.
Don't mention that part. So. Right. Save it, Bill Self and the AD trying to save face after they got exposed for, you know, what they decided to do. And, you know, take your new recruit and you'll be happy and pretend, let this go away.
I just looked at the time. Coach and Braden are going to be mad at us for being late. So we got to go.
Take a break.
All right.
Gwen and Chris.
97.3 FAN.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Granite Hills High School. They are getting set, man. It's a jam-packed stadium out here.
Place is starting to buzz a little bit.
They used to call this Valley Stadium. I don't know if it still has that official title.
As Valley Stadium?
Valley Stadium, yeah. Mm. Home right next to Granite Hills High School. Christian High Patriots, their school is right across the street on the other side. So Christian plays its games here. And or they used to. I imagine they still do. The very first game I ever covered as a sports writer for the LA Times, very, very first one. I mean, this is going back to like the Stone Ages. Was a game right here, Valley Stadium, Christian against Crawford. I remember that for some reason. On a Saturday night, they sent me out there, and I so began my journalistic career right in that very press box right there. So
did you blow any calls?
Did I what?
Did you blow any calls when you were calling the game?
No. This was my writing career.
Oh, your writing career.
I blow any calls? I still blow calls. What do you mean?
Tony, the answer is yes. Oh, I just got the eyes.
You did.
My first referee game, I believe, was at Steel Canyon High.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Chris, but these guys in the booth need to talk to us.
Let's talk to them. Coach John Quintero, Braden Soprano getting ready to call tonight's game. How are things up in the booth, gentlemen?
We're ready to go, man. I can't wait for this ball game to be kicked off right now. I've been so fired up about this. I think Braden's tired of hearing me talk about it.
I'm exhausted watching Coach bounce off the walls for the last 35 minutes.
Is he waving his arms already?
Oh, he's already waved his arms a handful of times. He's getting his stretches in. He's doing his calisthenics. He's getting ready to go. He's more fired up than some of these players right now.
Calisthenics before the game.
Doesn't surprise me at all,
Considering
we're talking about Coach Quintero. All right, here, give it to us, guys, the breakdown. I mean, you got number 12, Grossmont, taking on Granite Hills. Where does this matchup go? Who are the guys to watch? We talked to both head coaches. They highlighted some guys. Where do you think this game falls at?
Let's talk about it. First of all, I just got to point out, Granite Hills has probably, arguably, some of the best uniforms in San Diego County. I don't know if you've seen their helmets yet, the navy blue helmets with the powder blue eagle wings like the Philadelphia Eagles. I just had to throw that out there. Anyway,
sweet.
In terms
Ooh,
of the ball
nice.
Game, Justice McComb, quarterback for Granite Hills, he's going to be a big difference maker tonight. And I think both quarterbacks tonight, including Grossmont's Jamie Odom. Odom's got 17 touchdowns this year, over 1,681 yards. He's setting county records.
How many games have they played?
Left and right. They've played about six games so far.
And how many touchdowns does he have?
17.
He's got 17.
He's on my
touchdowns.
Fantasy roster this weekend, by the way.
Yeah. Grossmont throws the ball. I'm going to tell you right now, if you got stick around for the game and watch, and you'll listen on the way home to our broadcast, it's like calling a Big 12 football game, calling Grossmont. I mean, they're on the ball quickly. They're running. They got plays off the last time we did their game probably in 12 seconds. It was truly remarkable how fast and up-tempo their offense is. That's going to be a huge factor tonight. If Granite Hills can try to keep up with Grossmont, the last time we saw Grossmont, they set a county San Diego section record for most yards in a game, which was then broken the week after. They had almost 700 yards of offense the last time we did their game. So it's going to be Grossmont's offense and whether or not Granite Hills can keep up with them. Coach, you got anything else?
Yeah, I
think the key, Braden, though, is you got to go down right now and go talk to Coach Grossmont coach Carlo down there and Carlo and just tell him that he's got to take a little time between plays so that the coach can get his analysis in.
Because
otherwise the coach won't have time to get his analysis in if you're just doing, you know what I mean?
Oregon system. Yeah.
That hurry-up offense just makes it very tough on color announcers.
It's just straight play-by-play. The color announcing that Quintero's going to have to do is after the end of the drive, he's going to have to quickly recap the seven plays that it took to get down the field.
You better watch out. If you keep him from talking that much, he's liable to elbow you in the side of the face by accident.
We got a lot of room up here. I got some space tonight.
You got no space? Good.
Hey, one of the things I'm looking forward to in this game is Grossmont's got a wide receiver. He's 6'3", about 190 pounds, a young man by the name of Brody Schicker. He has been offered by USD. Head coach Dale Lindsay's already offered him to come to USD next year. But he's going to be going against one of the fastest guys in San Diego County and a guy named by Richard Junie Harris. I want to watch that matchup tonight because Harris can really run, and Schicker's got the height advantage on him. You get inside the 20, it could be that old alley-oop play. So that'll be a kind of a fun watch tonight because both these guys are really, really good football players.
Coach, go ahead, Chris. Coach, we have both coaches down here, and they both – obviously you got a really good offense – in Grossmont. You got Granite Hills, whose defense has kind of held them up through these early matchups. Is this a good matchup versus defense versus offense in this game, you think?
Well, I think both teams are going to do some damage offensively. I think going into this game, just as far as depth, experience, I think you probably have to give Grossmont the edge on the defensive side of the ball. They've got a real nice middle linebacker by the name of Chris Alba, who's having a real good year, and they got a big defensive end by the name of Cameron Sanderlin, who really comes off the edge. Those are two guys that are really talented football players, and I think for Granite Hills to stay in this game, they're going to have to, on offense, they're going to need to slow down a little bit. You got to try to keep the ball away from Grossmont, and I think maybe their best defense tonight will be slowing down on offense and taking a little bit of more time and giving their defense an opportunity to sit over there on the sidelines in between having to get out on the field.
Do they have the same rules in high school sports, Coach or Braden, in terms of substituting where, like, if Grossmont's playing that fast-paced, get-up-on-the-ball offense, will Granite Hills be able to substitute, or is it like pro in college where they're if you don't get guys out there in time, you're in trouble?
Yeah, it's just like – I'm pretty sure it's like college where if Grossmont decides to substitute when they're going fast, they have to give Granite Hills the opportunity to substitute as well. But I'm telling you right now, Grossmont does not sub. They do a lot of things. Like when I was working in the Big 12, we had no sub was an offensive formation where they just kept going. Grossmont runs a lot of no sub. And I'm curious to see how this Granite Hills defense can stay in the game conditioning-wise. We know they're a good, fundamentally sound team. They're going to really test their conditioning tonight against the Grossmont Foothillers offense.
And this is a big game tonight, gentlemen, because Grossmont's already 1-0 in league play. Granite Hills is 0-1. Now, you remember last year we had a tri-championship out here in the Grossmont Hills League. It was Granite Hills, Helix, and Steel Canyon, who, by the way, is 6-0, along with Helix being 5-1. So if Granite Hills, and by the way, they've shared three titles over the last 3 years. They've had a piece of a league title. If they want to stay in the hunt, they've got to win this game tonight.
All right, I got one more crucial question.
Okay, go ahead.
But I want Tony to ask his. I want to save mine for last.
I was going to ask, you look at Grossmont's record, they're 5-1 so far this year. Who are some of the teams they've beaten?
If you look at Grossmont's list, they hammered Mira Mesa. to start the year. They beat Modern Day. Modern Day was is a very young team. They had a freshman that's 6'4", 250 pounds on their defensive unit there, Trey Edwards from Modern Day. So they're able to score a lot of points on them. They played Olympian. They played Valley View out of town. Their one loss was to one of the top teams in San Diego, to Madison. They lost 34-13, and then they beat Valhalla last week. Not one of the best schedules in San Diego County, but it's about to ramp up for them because they got to finish up with Granite tonight. They got Helix next week, a rivalry game that they have not won since 1992 for the Grossmont Foothillers. In fact, Tom Carlo, the head coach who you were just talking to, he was the quarterback on that team. My dad was actually the defensive coordinator the last time Grossmont defeated Helix in a game, so that'd be an interesting one to see. Everybody out here keeps wondering when Grossmont's going to get the musket back in that rivalry game.
It's been quite
Helix
some time.
Grossmont.
They don't even know what it looks like
at this rate. It's bolted. It's bolted to the wall over there at Helix Charter. Then they got Steel Canyon, the team that was a tri-champion as well, and then they finish up at El Cap. But these next 3 weeks are going to be the big tester for the Grossmont Foothillers.
All right, Coach. Here's my final question of the night. Get you ready for the broadcast.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
What's a foothiller?
A foothiller, let's see. I would think it was some type of kind of like a Daniel Boone type of guy, right?
Yeah, he's like Davy Crockett. In fact,
yeah, Davy Crockett.
Hey, so my dad's
think he's right. I think he's
my dad's
right.
A Grossmont
right?
Foothiller alum.
I think if you look up foothiller in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of a Daniel Boone-looking guy.
I think it's a mountain man.
I'll tell you right now.
I knew what you were saying, Coach.
The helmet that my dad wore in high school had a guy that looked like Davy Crockett with the raccoon skin cap.
I had a coon skin cap when I went to Disneyland as a kid.
He looks just like Davy Crockett. That's a foothiller.
You see me wearing a coon skin cap as a little kid with a crew cut?
Yes, certainly I did, Coach. Yes, that was all the rage in Beverly Hills when I was growing up.
That is a foothiller for you.
There you
excellent.
Go.
Oh, it was Grossmont High School is referred to as the Foothillers because when they made the school in 1920, it was way out in the boondocks or the foothills.
There you have.
True.
Boom, boom.
All right.
One of the oldest.
Very
thank
nice.
You guys, have a great broadcast.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. There they are, Braden Suprenant, the coach, John Quintero. That's I'll be honest with you. That's a better duo right there than Tessitore and Bitter. I'll take those two guys over those two.
How'd I know you're getting ready to say that?
Showtime!
Some interesting developments in this game. By the way,
yes.
Anibal Sanchez is throwing a no-hitter right now.
Is he really?
Through five innings.
My goodness.
I think your boy Soto, Juan Soto, came up with the bases loaded, two outs, and got four straight curveballs. He took the first three like a champ. Kind of did the same thing he did in the game against Milwaukee. Only this time he grounded out the second to end the inning. And Mikolas kind of waited for him to let him know it and kind of gave it back to him as he walked into the dugout. So it's getting a little – I like it. I like the competition
here. I noticed
here.
Soto did that the other night in the Dodger game too. He swung at a curveball from Walker Buehler, and he missed it. But he looked right out at Walker Buehler and nodded his head and said, "I got you." The next pitch was a fastball that he took for a strike. And then Walker Buehler went back to that curveball, and Soto raked it into right field.
Like, don't throw it again.
Like, don't throw it again. And he did, and he nailed it. So, all right, so still 1-0?
Still 1-0. Runners on first and second. Top of the sixth, two outs. Anibal Sanchez has a chance to help himself.
But he's got a no-hitter going. That's unreal. All right, Scrabby.
All right, in our last couple minutes, I want to thank all the people that here at Granite Hills that have made our time here so awesome. We were complaining about how hungry we are, so you
got
know
fed.
What?
We got fed.
We got fed by Bro Chacho's.
Bro Chacho's.
Bro Chacho's tacos
on my way
fed
over
us.
There. I'm on my way over there for another taco. That was awesome.
Yes, they were delicious. We also, Coach John Quintero's cousin, right? Cousin
yes.
To the left
yes.
of us. She is with Kettle Corn Cabana, and they also gave us some kettle corn because they heard we were hungry.
Well, I'll be going to get a bag for my children after this show is over.
And how can we forget our friends here from the San Diego County Bar Association? If you need a lawyer, go to needalawyersandiego.com because they will give you a 30-minute consultation for free. If you call,
say that again because most people don't really realize that.
Yes.
You go to needalawyer.com.
Needalawyersandiego.com.
These ladies right here that are with us, you can get free legal advice for 30 minutes.
Free. Yes, free. free.
So I don't think a lot of people know that. Make sure that
ain't too many situations where you're getting advice from a lawyer for free. So
no, if you need that,
I suggest you take advantage.
You're going to need to save that money because you're in trouble.
Well, hopefully you don't need a lawyer, but if you do,
right.
It's you can get one for
so
free.
Need a lawyer, sandiego.com or 1-800-464-1529.
All right, so what's the number one thing you're looking forward to this weekend, Tony Gwynn Jr.? I think I know what mine would be.
Number one thing I'm looking forward
in sports,
to this
of course,
weekend in sports.
Because I know it's not the company barbecue.
Oh, my gosh.
Game one of this Yankees-Houston series. I think it's going to be a best of seven series. They go all seven. I like Houston. It's hard for me to pick against them right now.
That is going to be a great one of the better baseball matchups we've had in ages.
Yeah.
To see Houston go up against the Yankees.
I mean,
but go ahead.
I was going to say. I mean, we did get. I think we forget because they ended up running away with it in Game 7. But that Dodger Astro series was pretty darn good. I mean, wouldn't have that one game that was going back and forth, four runs, five. It was crazy. I think we could see something very similar in this Yankee Astro series.
A lot of scoring. You could see a lot of different things in that Yankee Astro thing. That's going to be fun. But you know me, I'm always on the other side of the ledger. I'm looking forward to the toilet bowl between the Redskins and the Dolphins
well, on
Sunday.
Squad too.
A rematch of Super Bowl VII when the Dolphins beat the Redskins to complete their only undefeated season. Woohoo! Thank you, Thomas!
I guarantee you that the Dolphins win this game.
Guaranteeing.
I know.
Put that on tape.
It's already on tape. We will run this back. That might be how we come into the show on Monday.
Believe me, that's how we will open the show Monday with that.
Why do I do this to myself?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that for about a year now.
I don't know what's going on with my mouth right now.
Pretty normal. All right. Where are we at here?
We got one more minute.
You
want to talk about the company barbecue tomorrow?
Yeah. You can talk about the company barbecue.
Well, we got to keep it quiet now. They're doing the national anthem here at the football game, and I feel bad that I'm broadcasting during the national anthem. Guess we'll stand up.
Yeah, we should.
Take our hats off.
What are you guys going to eat at the barbecue
tomorrow?
Don't
be Colin Kaepernickin.
Oh, man. That was a bad joke.
That was bad.
Thomas, is the LQ music coming anytime soon?
Yes, we're going to have to go. We can't do a radio show during the...
Are you guys bringing anything to the barbecue? Should I bring anything to the
barbecue?
I haven't
been asked to bring anything to the barbecue.
Okay. Tony, are you bringing anything to the barbecue?
I will not be bringing anything to the barbecue.
Okay. Thomas,
my wife
is that music
has asked
here
me
yet?
What to bring to the barbecue, but I've not been told to bring anything.
Are you going
to
bring Kylie to the barbecue? Your dog?
Our dog?
Okay, let's stop talking about the barbecue. I think it's time to sign off, Chris. Hey,
I don't know where the music is.
Try. Thomas, don't leave us hanging.
It's 56. 15 seconds.
I don't have 15 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Thomas, do you have anything to say about the Patriots?
This is really uncomfortable right now.
6-0, baby.
What do you say?
6-0.
Yeah, but they haven't beaten anyone.
Oh, there's the music.
And the 49ers have?
Okay. Those would be fighting words.
Chris, you got to sign us off here?
Trying to listen to the song.
I think you heard it before.
Have a good weekend, everybody. This is a very interesting way to end the program, but thanks to everybody at Granite Hills for hosting us, and we'll see you on Monday.
God bless.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.